Baseball is happening, and all is right with the world. Today, though, let's hear about another bat and ball game, softball. As we hear in this episode of our WGLT series, Make History, it was big in Central Illinois for many decades with lots of semi-pro teams. It offered an outlet for many young women at a time there were few organized sports opportunities for females.
Carlock Comets, 1966. It is hard to go back to addressing a certain young lady as Miss Siebert after having called her, "Way to go, Dottie. She can't bat, Dottie. You can do it, Dot. And it's all right, Dottie," all summer while she pitched for our women's ball games.
Central Illinois has a deep, really deep history when it comes to the national pastime, baseball. That's also true when it comes to the sport of softball.
Hi, my name is Julie Emig, and I'm the executive director of the McLean County Museum of History.
This is Bill Kemp, librarian, McLean County Museum of History.
A game with Hayworth this Thursday evening and the homecoming game with the Peoria Clippers will just about wind up the season.
And the golden age of softball would be the 1930s, the Depression era, into the 1980s and early 1990s. At one time, it seemed like everybody was playing softball.
Miss Siebert is a perfect example of the old slogan, "One pitcher's worth a thousand words."
There were softball leagues organized by 4-H clubs. There was a softball league the Farm Bureau organized on a county basis. There was an industrial league in Bloomington Normal where large employers fielded a softball team. A little bit later on in the 1960s, you had a women's industrial league.
"I think women's softball is very entertaining, and I'm not being prejudiced," said Bloomington Bearcats coach Judy Johnson. "If we could get some fans out there, I think they would enjoy themselves."
O'Neill Park on the west side of Bloomington became a mecca for both slow and fast pitch beginning in the 1950s and into the 1980s, and was really kind of a center in downstate Illinois for fast pitch softball when it came to some well-known semi-professional teams.
Coach Johnson of Rural Towanda is the coach of the Bloomington Bearcats, a girls' softball team. And she's not being prejudiced when she says there's something more to girls' softball than, well, than just girls.
Dottie Siebert was a well-known women's softball player and PE teacher in Bloomington Normal in Atlanta, Illinois from the 1960s into the 1980s. For first the Carlock Comets and later the Bloomington Bearcats. Dottie was born in 1933 in Congerville, but she would graduate from Normal Community High School and then earn a bachelor's degree and a master's degree in physical education.
Why do women play softball? Is it just for enjoyment, or is it to gain some element of fame as the Pekin Letts have done? "It's a little bit of both," replied Coach Johnson.
She's also leading the Girls Athletic Association. Before you had girls-sanctioned sports in high school, some high schools organized athletic associations, often led by a woman PE teacher, because young girls were just desperate, were hungry to play sports, and there were few outlets for them.
Some enjoy the skills involved in softball. It is the team sport of the summer. You look at teams from little towns like Hopedale and Clinton. They have enough backing to muster a team. Here, Bloomington girls have a chance to play organized softball, and it is organized. We don't mess around. Miss Johnson has mustered up a pretty good squad here in Bloomington. For pitchers, the Bearcats have Miss Dot Siebert of Normal and Miss Wilma Crabb of Pontiac. Miss Vicki Killis, an Illinois State University graduate this spring from Pontiac, is the catcher.
And then the Carlock Comets will merge with a women's softball team in Pontiac, the Indianettes, to form the Bloomington Bearcats in 1969-1970.
During the first 2 years, the Bloomington team received little notoriety despite very respectable season records. But this year, the Bearcats are making big noise, and bigger and better things are coming their way. A most attractive schedule, which features between 40 and 50 games, including four tournaments and top-notch competition, is rapidly making the Bearcats one of Illinois' finest women's teams. Finally, the Bloomington squad has gained full use of the O'Neill Park field for all its home games.
The most successful women's semi-professional team locally, of course, are the Lady Hearts, but the Bloomington Bearcats are in many ways kind of a precursor. They were the trailblazers for the success to come.
All this adds up to an organization on the move, and Coach Johnson says the girls couldn't be more deserving. This is a fine-looking bunch of girls. They're ladies on and off the field.
Dorothy Siebert really played kind of a role in shepherding interest among young women in Bloomington Normal to play the game of softball, like she was doing, like she was able to do.
Our opponents respect us, not only for the way we play, but also for our attitude.
Our series, McHistory, is a co-production of WGLT and the McLean County Museum of History. You heard Julie Emig and Bill Kemp from the museum. WGLT's Charlie Schlenker produced this episode.